worry about what you've done or didn't do. You have to worry about the game in front of you. This wraps up, well, 7 games in 8 days at Witter Field for the Raptors. They will hit the road tomorrow against Lakeshore. But a game in front of us just about 5 minutes away as we're going to take a quick break here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. We'll be back in a moment.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station, downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
We return to Witter Field as the national anthem just finishing up, but once again, the Raptors looking to extend their win streak to 7 games and sweep Wausau once again. They did earlier this week. They won 3-0 and 3-2, and last night was another example of that, winning 3-2 again off of that walk-off. So, national anthem just about getting done, and we are ready to play ball here on an evening where it's not exactly baseball weather. A lot of fans are wearing, you know, jackets and whatnot, so wearing their winter gear, and it's not a time for that here. It's on June 11th, but we have baseball and is alive here on WFHR. We thank you for joining us, and a night where Raptors look to get another win and take, well, they are in first place right now, but they're looking to have that sole possession of first, and what a time to do it. So Jackson Wentworth getting the start on the mound, and the guy that's out of Kansas State who had an 8.72 ERA with a 1-4 record, so not exactly ideal for him on 10 appearances, but he had 27 strikeouts. He allowed 50 hits, so out of Urbandale, Iowa, went to Waukee High School, and the rising redshirt sophomore out of Kansas State. So he had not the debut he would have liked for the Raptors, where he had 1 game against Madison and just was absolutely shelled. 10 hits allowed, 7 runs, but he had 3 strikeouts. So Brady Jurgela will step in shortly out of the University of Minnesota and the Menasha, Wisconsin native, batting a 268. Around you, the Woodchucks in their blue uniforms with the gray leggings and the white logos on the front and back. And so a debut for these Los Raptors uniforms, and the first time we've seen them, and excited. It's hopefully the Raptors can continue to play at a high level, and they've done so, and their infield has been exceptional, getting those double plays, those individual efforts from particular infielders. Gurvich has been one of those guys. Carlson will be slotted at third today, and Chris Conniff and Broussard, that duo at the four and six position has been excellent. So the two returners back at second, Broussard at shortstop, Gervich will be at first, Carlson at third, Gallison at left field, Johnson at center, and Rogers at right field. And now bringing up Brady Jurgela will step in. Jurgela, a guy that yesterday was 0 for 4. He didn't have a hit. He was hit by pitch once and struck out twice, so he struggled. But he's hit a home run against the Rafters. He did so earlier last week as Wentworth will set in and deliver the first pitch. A swing and a miss inside, 0-1. That's a way to start. If you're Jackson Wentworth, get ahead in the count. So Wentworth will come set and deliver outside edge for a strike, 0-2. So Jackson ahead in the count here early and looking to shake off his last game against Madison where he struggled. Wentworth will come set. Kick and serve the 0-2. Swing and a miss inside. So three straight strikes for Jackson Wentworth. And that's a way to start off if you're the right-handed pitcher from Kansas State. So now this brings up the DH, Brent Witter, out of the University of Evansville, and the rising redshirt junior from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, batting a .286. He's had two hits and three runs. As Wentworth comes inside, throws a curveball right down the plate. That's four straight strikes. The Kansas State product. As he throws once again a strike, 0-2. He led Waukee in innings pitched, strikeouts, and games pitched as well. So, a product out of Urbandale, Iowa, delivers once again outside for a ball, 1-2. He also was the Big 12 Commissioner's Honor Roll back in fall of 2021, so a scholar as well. As he'll shake it off, come set, and deliver the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball on the left field side in foul territory. Count stays at 1-2. 16 combined hits last night. A ball and two strikes. Wentworth will come set and serve. Foul tipped on the backside. Stays here at 1-2. Two hits for Witter. Batting second in the DH today. Wentworth will come set. Deliver the 1-2. Fouled on the right side. So Witter doing well to stay in the count and stay alive. Brent Witter, the right-hander. And the University of Evansville. Evansville, Indiana. The 1-2 up and away. 2-2. Jackson Wentworth started Jurgela off with three straight strikes. He then was up 0-2 in this count. Where Brent Witter has fought back. Count stays at two apiece. Wentworth shakes it off. He sets and delivers the 2-2 way up and outside for a ball. So a full count now. Three straight balls. One out. Witter, the right-hander. Bat just above his shoulder. Wentworth will come set and serve the 3-2. Swinging a ground ball over to Conniff at second. The scoop up in the glove. The throw to first is right on time for the second out. So two down for the Rafters, and this brings up Mike McGinnis, the right fielder out of Georgia State. We've seen Jesse Donahoe in this position a lot. He's out of the lineup tonight. So a good start for Jackson Wentworth. What really hurt them was top of that third inning for Madison, where they were just able to really shell the Rafters. Wentworth will serve. Curveball comes inside edge for a ball 1-0. Came in at 81 miles per hour. Wentworth will serve the 1-0. Foul tipped on the backside. 1-1. So the Rafters been able to be victorious. They've been resilient in their past six games. And last night when the win streak was in question, they came up and delivered the 1-1 from Wentworth down low out of the zone for a ball, 2-1. The Woodchucks, though, on the other hand, they're batting .244 as a team. They've had 71 runs, and they've also had 103 hits. They've been able to go yards six times with six home runs as two balls and a strike. Wentworth will come set, and foul tipped out on behind home plate. Michael McGinnis stays alive. He's had six hits and four runs, and also an RBI as well. Two outs. Jackson Wentworth, the Kansas 8 product, steps back on the mound. Hicks winds and delivers outside, and that hits the right ankle of Duffy, and that bounces on the right field line, so it's going to be a ball. So a full count here with two outs. Two down, four. After Jurgela struck out, and Witter grounded out. So number 12, Michael McGinnis. Two down. A full count delivery. Up and away for ball number four. So McGinnis will take first. And now this brings up Simon Sherry, the shortstop. Sherry yesterday had a big day. He went 2-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. He started the day 2-for-2. Sherry also an Evansville product out of Santa Claus, Indiana. Wentworth will come set and curveball outside edge. Ankle high curveball for a ball, 1-0. That came in at 78 miles per hour. So leading off is McGinnis at first. Two down here for the Rafters, the 1-0. Strike across the plate, 1-1. Jackson Wentworth will come set. Three-year letter winner at Waukee High School in Waukee, Iowa. As foul popped, on the right side. He was rated as the number three overall player and the number two right-handed pitcher in the state of Iowa. But quite the product coming out of high school. Now, currently resides in Manhattan, Kansas, for Kansas State. So, 1-2 here from Wentworth, serves it, and a curveball up and away for a ball, 2-2. But McGinnis stands off at first. Count stays at 2 apiece with two outs. Coming set. And serving the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Right across the plate for strike three. And out number three as we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
We return to the bottom of the first here on WFHR as the Wausau defense is coming set. Ethan Pecco will be getting the start on the mound as the Towson University product out of Ridley Park, Pennsylvania. So Pecco will be on the mound. Jacob Schroeder at catcher. Jake Baker at first. Matt Del Sol at second. Samuel at third. Simon Sherry at the shortstop. And Drew Berklin at left. Brady Jurgella at center. And Mike McGinnis at right field. So leading off for the Raptors is reliable hitter Ty Johnson, who's at 16 hits with 52 at-bats. Six RBIs, batting a 308. So coming set is Pecco and serves the check swing, came across for Johnson, 0-1. So Ty Johnson, the Flower Mound, Texas native, as he foul tips one out on the left side. He went 1-for-3 yesterday, but was able to get a run in the bottom of the fifth off of an RBI from Logan Hugo. He was walked, and he also struck out. So a decent day for Ty Johnson. Spotted in at center field today. Pecco sets and serves up and away for a ball 1-2. Johnson has had 4 runs as well. As the 1-2 from Pecco. Swing and a miss. Outside edge. Strike number 3 and out number 1 for the Woodchucks. This brings up Chris Conniff, and Conniff had a rough day yesterday. He's been batting a 391, though, but he went 0-for-4 yesterday and struck out. So a uncharacteristic day given how well Chris Conniff has come in today and come into this season. High energy, getting hits left and right. He was up in the higher 400s, but has since dropped to 391 as first pitch on the way from Pecco, a ball. He's had a home run, a 2-run shot. He's had against Wausau, so the 1-0 from Pecco, swing and foul tipped on the back side for a ball 1-1, for a strike 1-1. Pecco came in at 93 miles per hour on that last pitch. A guy that's had 2 games played with a 1-1 record, 11 innings pitched, the 1-1. Outside for a strike, painting the left edge. He's had 3 hits allowed with 2 runs, but he's had 15 strikeouts with a 1.64 ERA. He had 11 of those against Fond du Lac, where they won 3-1. 4 came against Madison on opening day. Pecco will come set and serve the 1-2. Check swing across, and Conniff went fully. So out number 2 and strikeout number 2. So add 2 more to Pecco's total. So this brings up Garrett Broussard out of Utah Valley, batting a 200 with 4 hits and 3 runs. Yesterday he went 1-for-3. He had a double and was walked, but struck out twice. So Broussard, the shortstop. Pecco serves on the outside for a strike, 0-1. Broussard, the right-hander. Pecco, the delivery. The 0-1 on fouled on the right edge, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Out of San Juan Capistrano, California, as Pecco will serve the 0-2 up and outside for a ball, 1-2. Two strikeouts, yesterday for Garrett Broussard. Not going to look to make it. The 1-2 outside edge, swing and a miss for strike number three. So three straight strikeouts for Ethan Pecco as the Woodchucks have a 3-up and 3-down inning. We head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Everett, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station, downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second we go as Vincent Samuel, the third baseman, will step in. He fouls one on the left side for a strike, 0-1. Yeah, the Raptors not able to get anything going. Three straight strikeouts for Ethan Pecco. He's going to be a guy to watch today. The 0-1, a strike across the plate, 0-2. But Wentworth on the top of the first, he had two strikeouts. McGinnis walked, Witter grounded out. This brings up batting in the five hole, Vincent Samuel, who faces an 0-2 count as he fouls one on the right side. A shallow ball basically stops at home, but tipped on the right side. So 0-2 here. Samuel out of Margate, Florida, in Indian River State College. A guy that's batting a 179 as inside for a ball, 1-2. Wentworth has done well to get ahead in the count early, but has struggled to finish off strikeouts. Two RBIs Samuel has acquired this season, 5 hits and 4 runs. Swinging a shallow ground ball that goes over to Conniff, who runs over it, scoops it in the glove, and the throw to first is right on time as Gurevich was there to make the catch. So one down for the Raptors, and now this brings up the catcher, Jacob Schroeder. Schroeder playing in the Big Ten and the University of Illinois, and a rising redshirt junior from Flossmoor, Illinois, batting at 250. So Schroeder has had 2 RBIs. He's had 3 hits this season, and the sun is shining here on this chilly afternoon in Wisconsin Rapids as Wentworth throws it in 0-1. Fastball came in at 91 miles per hour. Coming set and serving is Wentworth. The 0-1. Swing and a miss outside. 0-2. But once again, Jackson Wentworth has found himself ahead in the count. Let's see if he can get his third straight strikeouts. He will wind and deliver. Swing and a miss once again. Right down the plate. A curveball. So out number 2. That came in pretty slow, but it was 80 miles per hour. So now this brings up Drew Berklin, the left fielder. So three strikes total for Jackson Wentworth. Drew Berklin, the left fielder, also plays his collegiate ball for Minnesota as he's been batting a .292 as he swings and grounds a ball into the third baseman. And Carlson, who flips it over to first, right on time. So the Raptors have a 3-up and 3-down inning as we head to the top of the second here on WFHR, your home for Raptors baseball. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 41 tonight under clear skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers, highs level off around 72. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
To the bottom of the second we go here on WFHR as, well, the Raptors head. Unfortunately, the Woodchucks went a 3-up and 3-down inning, so they're going to look to start to get the bats going. No hits between these two teams. Score stays deadlocked at zero here in the bottom of the second. So Jack Gurevich, the first baseman, who had the winning run last night, sees a strike 0-1. Pecco had three straight strikeouts. Johnson, Conniff, and Broussard all struck out swinging. Opeco, once again, fires inside as foul tipped on the left side. 0-2. Gurevich had that all-important run, but he had a big hit and his only hit of the day in the bottom of the ninth as he lined a ball in the center. His coming set is Pecco out of Towson University as the 0-2 curves outside edge for a ball. Ogurovich out of Pacific Palisades, California, who's had three hits on six at-bats, batting a total of .500. He hasn't had many at-bats, but he's made the most of them as the 1-2, swinging a shallow ground ball that goes into the glove of Del Sol at second base, who throws it right on time to Baker at first. So a ground out from Gurevich, and now this brings up Matt Olive out of Valparaiso, batting a .138. A guy that's been streaky at times, but when he's been on fire, he's been on. So you hope that can be the case today as he's had five runs, and he's also had a home run as well as he fouls one on the right side, 0-1. Ethan Pecco, who's now had 18 total strikeouts, as Pecco delivers a curveball right down the plate once again. He's ahead in the count 0-2. Wausau has really gone to guys out of Towson University. This is their third Towson product. As coming set is Pecco. He serves the 0-2 up and outside for a ball 1-2. One of the other Towson products is Santangelo, who the Raptors were able to piece up as the 1-2, swinging a ground ball on the third baseline. Yeah, they faced all the Towson products. Nate Nabholz came in as well. He started a game. Now Ethan Pecco also faced Santangelo last night as well. So all three Towson guys, the Raptors, have been accustomed to, as the 1-2 from Pecco down in the dirt outside, and that hits the chest of Schroeder and bounces away for the second ball. So 2-2. Four straight outs for the Raptors. They've not seen anybody on base. Sun is shining now as the 2-2 upstairs for a ball. But well done from Olive to fight back in this count. Count goes full with one out. Pecco, wearing that number 22 jersey, will serve the 3-2. Outside for a ball, so Olive will take first. So Matt Olive on first, and that's the first Rafter on base today. Now this brings up Anthony Gallison, who had a good start in the game against Green Bay where he made his first appearance, but since then has kind of gone a little bit down. Batting a 167, four RBIs. Olive the leadoff at first. The set, the serve from Pecco. Ball comes in low, one ball and no strikes. Gallison yesterday went 0-for-3 and he struggled at the plate. He was walked once and had two strikeouts. As a different glove was, Schroeder went to the dugout and grabbed a different glove. But now we can play ball once again. So a ball and no strikes, one out. Coming set is Pecco. He sets and serves the 1-0. Down low for a strike, 1-1. Gallison has had two hits, two runs, where he acquired both of those against the win against Green Bay earlier this week. Leading off at first is Olive, the 1-1 from Pecco, swinging a shallow bouncer that bounces over Pecco. Del Sol can't field it at second. So Raptors have two on. Gallison at first. Olive moves to second. And two runners on here at first. So Gallison will be able to get a base hit. Olive will move to second. And Kyle Carlson is due up. Carlson out of Piedmont and the Marietta, Georgia products, who's had 10 hits, batted the 286, four runs, and six RBIs. So one down, two runners on for the Raptors. Gallison at first, Olive at second. As Pecco comes set, serves outside for a ball, 1-0. Fastball came to 93 miles per hour. One out here. Coming set is Pecco. He glances at second and delivers the 1-0 down low as Schroeder throws it over to Baker at first and tags Gallison out. Slams the dirt with his right hand, frustrated, as Gallison gets out at first, and staying at second is Olive. So what a throw from Schroeder over to Baker. So Kyle Carlson will stay in the count at one apiece. Not what you like to see if you're a Raptor fan. Those pickoff attempts coming successful for Jacob Schroeder. The 1-1. Swinging a miss outside for a strike, 1-2. Two down here. Bottom of the second. Matt Olive, the Valparaiso product, stands at second. Pecco glances over. Kicks and winds up and serves the 1-2, the check swing from Carlson, and that bounced out. So he did get out. So strike number three, out number three, as we head to the top of the third here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your career accelerator certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station, downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Should I sit here or in this?
You can sit.
Excellent.
I'm going live.
Okay.
To the top of the third we go here on WFHR, and we have a guest with us, Kelly from Wisconsin Parkinson's Association. And Kelly, please tell everybody about what's going on and what you guys do.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having us. I'm Kelly Cieslak, the executive director with the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. And we're here, we're a statewide organization, and we support individuals with Parkinson's and their loved ones, and we're a connector to resources.
Oh, very nice, very nice. As Baker is up, and Jake Baker will step in. So is this your guys' first time coming out here, or have you guys been coming out here for quite a bit?
It's our first time here at this location, but we've done other ball games, mm-hmm. you know, like the Milwaukee Milkmen and other community-based events throughout the state as well. We're a statewide organization, so... getting out there, building awareness for mm-hmm. Parkinson's mm-hmm. is huge.
Yeah, no, I mean, you guys, is it like you guys kind of get people that donate to the organization? Is that kind of how you guys build everything?
Yep, so donations are the lifeblood of our organization, and that helps get resources out to people and their loved ones. And so the biggest thing, so exercise and movement helps slow the progression mm-hmm. of the disease. Mm-hmm. And so we like to connect people with exercise and support groups.
Yeah, of course. As Wentworth sets in, and strike number three for Jake Baker. He goes down on a full count. This will bring up Matt Dilsol. So one down here for the Rafters. But yeah, no, it's definitely a terrible disease. I know I've had people that have been affected by it.
Have you?
Yeah.
So, and it manifests, it's a progressive disease, so it manifests for everybody in a different way. And so we're thankful here. Pastor John Melke coordinated this. I don't know if you're aware of him, but he coordinated this event and invited us out here today. And so really, we're out here to build awareness for families, mm-hmm. you know, because everyone is going to eventually know somebody who's impacted by the disease.
100%.
And it manifests for everybody in a different way.
As DeSole lines one into the left field side, he's rounding first and will treat back to the bag. But, yeah, one down here. So, yeah, no, I know it's – so is there a lot of people that have come with you, or is it just you? Or
yeah, so we have some team members here as well. My family's out here as well. And what I would say is that, you know, people, you know, listening, connect with us, connect with the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. So anybody that's diagnosed should contact our organization, give us a call. Mm-hmm. And it's an isolating disease. When someone gets diagnosed, it can be very isolating. Connect with us. Yeah. And we'd love to have a conversation on how to help connect people with resources.
Yeah, no.
And support. Yeah.
So, like, when I was going to say, like, when you, like, it's all about, like, obviously movement and getting people. So, do you have people get up with, how does that work? How does that kind of work?
Yeah, so say someone is diagnosed, right, or starts to have symptoms, they should connect with a neurologist or a movement disorder specialist. And if they're not sure how to do that, we can connect them with a local resource. Mm-hmm. And then local exercise and support groups. They need to get moving in a way that's meaningful for them.
I see. Yep. I see what you mean.
Because movement and exercise slows the progression
of
the disease.
Of course. So as Jurgelo was able to get a grounder, and so he takes first. Del Sol gets out at second, and now this brings up Brent Witter. So two down here for the Rafters here in the top of the third. So you guys are going. You guys have been to here in Wisconsin Rapids. Where else have you guys gone? You said Milwaukee as well. Is it just all around Wisconsin, or are you guys trying to expand out?
Yeah, so we just recently went. We're all over the place. So our headquarters is in Brookfield. And we're a statewide organization, and we just went through a strategic planning process, and we are looking at deepening our impact throughout the state of Wisconsin, and we're looking at doing that through a statewide expansion plan, through a more systematic approach.
Well, very nice.
Through partnerships and support.
Right, right. Well, very nice. Kelly, thank you again so much for joining us. And
thank you for having us. No, we really appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, yep. Yeah, of course. And then we'll head to the bottom of the third here. Rafters are able to get three straight outs, so we will be back here in just a moment. So stay tuned here on WFHR. Don't go away.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We return to the bottom of the third inning as Alex Duffy is due up and the catcher out of Elon and the Bernardsville, New Jersey product is inside for a strike 0-1. Each team with a hit, no team with a score. Score stays deadlocked at zero as Pecco will come in and serve the 0-1. Down low for a strike 0-2. He gets ahead of the count early. So Ethan Pecco, Towson product, has already had three strikeouts. Come set and serve the 0-2 down and away for a ball. 1-2. Alex Duffy batting a .214 with three hits, an RBI, and two runs. As he will be put in behind the home plate today. The 1-2 way outside edge for a ball 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. Coming set and serving the 2-2. Swing and a miss outside. Duffy just a little bit late. So that is out number one and strikeout number three. As once again, another strikeout for Ethan Pecco. As we turn to the bottom of the order, and his first appearance today, well, first at bat, is Brandon Rogers. So Rogers, out of Iowa Western Community College, just started to come on. He had a hot start. Then he went cold just for a bit for a couple games, so wasn't able to really get a lot of hits. And then yesterday he went 0 for 3 yesterday, but before that, he against Green Bay, he went 3 for 3. So looking to continue it as Pecco throws across the plate for a ball 1-1. Two strikeouts. Rogers yesterday as the 1-1 set from Pecco outside edge for a ball 2-1. Came in at 91 miles per hour. A guy that has had 10 runs And a tough day yesterday. He struck out twice as the 2-1, swinging a shallow bouncer over to Sherry at the shortstop, throws across to first and right on time for the second out. So now we return to the top of the order. Rogers grounds out. Now this brings up Ty Johnson, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat. With two down here, bottom three. Each team with a hit, and you have to imagine the way this game's going. It seems like it's going to be a pitcher's duel, or perhaps the defense is going to have to come up big because there hasn't been many hits as no balls, no strikes to 1-1. Swing and pops on the left side in foul territory. That goes right near the rat trap, I believe in the rat trap. Looks like everybody's okay over there as a couple people are running to grab the ball. No balls and a strike. Two outs. Ty Johnson, the center fielder, down on the count. Pekka will come set, wind, and deliver way upstairs behind the glove of Schroeder into the backtrack, but that's just going to be a ball, so 1-1. Came in at 94 miles per hour. As Ty Johnson yesterday went 1-for-3, and as I said, had that big run in the bottom of the fifth. As the 1-1, swinging a ground ball over to the second baseman in Del Sol, and throws it to first right on time for the third out. So the Woodchucks don't allow any runs as this score stays 0-0 as we head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
Fresh, a little fancy.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth we go as a pitching change in store for the Rafters, and the San Diego product will be taking the mound in place of Jackson Wentworth. He's had one game so far. He played against Madison back on June the 4th. Three innings pitched, allowing a hit, two batters walked, and also acquiring a strikeout on 11 batters faced. So Ryan Kaiser out of Castaic, California, and the rising redshirt sophomore wearing number 38. Will step in, the right-hander, so he's excited to continue what was a decent start for him. And he was getting up in the count a lot during that game against Madison, just was unable to kind of get that third strike. So this time we're going to find out if Ryan Kaiser has it in store. So we return to Michael McGinnis, the right fielder who was walked on his last at-bat. And is due up. Top of the fourth, no score. Each team with a hit. And McGinnis, who's been batting a 167 out of Georgia State. Righty on righty. Top four here. First pitch, swing and a miss upstairs. For a strike going one. So fastball coming at 88 miles per hour. And Kaiser, a guy to hopefully pick up where Wentworth left off. The 0-1 from Kaiser, swinging a bouncer that bounces over Kaiser, picks it up at the shortstop position. Broussard flips it over to first and gets him out just before McGinnis can tag the bag. So one down here for the Rafters, top four. So now this brings up Simon Sherry, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat. Cherry and Samuel on the next two up, and Simon Cherry, the right-hander, will step in wearing number one. Struck out swinging on his last plate attempt. Kaiser serves down low for a ball 1-0. Came in at 81 miles per hour, that last pitch. And he's coming, set is Kaiser. Will serve the 1-0 and fouled on the right side. So one ball and one strike. Sun is shining. Clouds have disappeared for the time being. Still around 60 degrees here as the 1-1 down low. Four ball, 2-1. Latino Night, remind you, here in Wisconsin Rapids, sponsored by La Taqueria. And La Taqueria, let me tell you, the 2-1 down below, four strike, 2-2. La Taqueria is a place to go. I've been there so many times, and I will say that is a quality Mexican food. If you have time to get down there and enjoy some food, it's really good, I'll tell you that. So 2-2 here with one out. Curveball outside edge, four ball, 3-2. And so we're fortunate that La Taqueria can sponsor Latino Night and these special edition jerseys that have the logo on the right sleeve of these Los Raptors jerseys. So full count here with one out, the 3-2. Winging a line drive that drops in the right field on a one-hop bounce before Rogers can get to it. So Cherry at first. And that's the second hit of the game, one down here in the top of the fourth. Simon Cherry picking off where he left off. He was 2-for-3 yesterday, and now this brings up Vincent Samuel, the third baseman, who grounded out in his last at-bat. Cherry leads off at first. Samuel, the Florida native. Indiana River State College products. As a pickle attempt, that throws from Kaiser behind all the way into right field. As Rogers get it, rounding second, heading for third is Cherry. So Cherry at third. And now an error there for the Raptors. That's costly. And one down here. The leading run is 90 feet away here in the top of the fourth. Kaiser with his teammate, Jack Gurevich. The chemistry just a little bit off there. And you wouldn't expect so, given they are college teammates. Samuel, the third baseman, will step in. Counts at zero. As Kaiser delivers, swinging a ground ball on the right field line. 0-1. So instead of Cherry at first, now he's at third. One out here. Kaiser will come set. Take a deep breath and serve the 0-1. Up and outside for a ball, 1-1. So Vincent Samuel, a guy that's had 5 hits and 2 RBIs with 4 runs. Looking to get his 3rd RBI, the 1-1. Foul tipped backside on the right side for a strike, 1-2. So a ball and 2 strikes with 1 out. Kaiser will dig low. His left arm on his left knee. He comes set, kicks, and serves the 1-2. Pop fly on the right side in foul territory once again. Samuel doing well to work the count. Staying alive. One down. Raptors have committed an error, which has allowed Cherry to get the third. Kaiser will come set and serve the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Upstairs. Right across the plate. So 2 down here for the Raptors. A much-needed strikeout. Now this brings up Jacob Schroeder, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat. So the catcher plays for the Illinois Fighting Illini in the Big Ten in the Flossmoor, Illinois product. So 2 outs. Cherry stands at third. Swinging a ground ball over to Conniff at second base, who's unable to field it. Gets it up in time. Throws it over to first to Gurevich. And safe. Wow, Schroeder gets there just in time. And a run scores for the Woodchucks. So Sherry gets home. They're after the Woodchucks take a 1-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. A close call at first, which has been the difference of one run. So Drew Berklin, the left fielder, who grounded out in his last at-bat, he's 0-for-1 today. Kind of unable to field it at second. Dropped in and out of his glove as Kaiser paints the right edge for a strike on one. Lashes it over to first, but wasn't able to do so. Two outs. Berklin the 0-1. Kaiser comes set and serves. Down low for a strike. Once again, 0-2. He's carving up that right edge. And same pitch. Two straight strikes. So the Woodchucks get a run. As Kaiser delivers over to first at Gurevich. And the pickoff attempt not successful. And Schroeder will get back to the bag in time. Woodchucks take a 1-0 lead here, top four. Kaiser sets and serves the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Outside edge for strike three. And Ryan Kaiser, three straight strikes for three outs, but not before the Woodchucks get a run. They lead 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
To the bottom of the fourth we go as Chris Conniff will step in, and the Rafters gave up a run. The Woodchucks were able to take a 1-0 lead from a Jacob Schroeder grounder to Conniff at second, unable to field it, and then he flipped it over to first in time, but already getting home was Simon Cherry from third. So two errors for the Rafters. Not a good sign, and as Pecco will come set, Conniff swings outside for a strike on one. Well, originally started, it was Kaiser who pickoff attempt to Cherry at first, and Gurevich, ball went way behind Gurevich, ball dropped into the right foul side. So the 0-1, Conniff foul pops one on the left side, 0-2. And that allowed Cherry to get from first to third. And then Schroeder, a ground ball to Conniff, and very unlike Chris Conniff, unable to field it. So two errors, that's where we are as now. The 0-2 outside edge for strike number three. Wow, a little bit late on the head umpire at home plate, Dalton Phillips. So strike number three. So Conniff, back-to-back strikeouts, not able to get on base right now, and the Rafters have only had one hit. Low-scoring affair here in bottom four. Garrett Broussard, the right-hander, sees the first pitch and a curveball up and away. Broussard also struck out swinging on his last at-bat. A guy that's looking to start to get going as Pecco will come and serve the 1-0 down low outside for a ball, 2-0. Can't find the zone. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Pecco serves a 2-0 curveball down the plate, four strike right down Main Street. 2-1. Gary Poussard has been batting at 200. Four hits, three runs as the 2-1 set. Pecco delivers, swinging a ground ball over to short Sherry and throws it right across to first in time to Baker for the second out. So two down for the Woodchucks. They're getting it done on the defensive side of the ball. Rafters have only had one hit as Jack Gurevich, who grounded out in his last at-bat, is due up. Gurevich, who's had three hits on six at-bats before today, hit a two-run shot the other day as first pitch on the way outside.